Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thank you for coming back and listening to another She Words podcast. I'm the host, Alicia Ramsey, and I am excited to have a great conversation in store for you today. If you have not listened to our other She Words podcasts, make sure you go back and check them out. The first one was, do you have a live list or bucket list? And then we had Phenomenal Women, A Woman's Worth, The Morning After, How to Deal with Grief and Mourning, Finding the Beauty Inside of You. So we have looked at different topics that go underneath one of the categories of motherhood, marriage, or mentorship. I am a mother. I have 3 children. I've been married 25 and a half years. I just turned 50 years old this year. And let me tell you that I am still evolving and becoming a better person. I believe that you evolve as a person through wisdom, knowledge, and experience. There are things you go through in life, experience, that teaches you. One thing my husband says all the time, you will learn through revelation or situation. So sometimes you receive revelation. If you are an individual that believes in a higher being like I do, you hear from God. You may find some type of a revelation through listening to good motivational speakers or teachers. You also learn through situations. You make mistakes in your parenting, your dating relationships, and you use that to help you to make better decisions. And then knowledge. Knowledge comes from your education. Whether you're learning from a professor, you're learning at a accredited university or college, you may be taking webinars, you may learn things from YouTube, but you're doing your best to learn parenting principles, principles to better yourself in your career and your occupation. You take it seriously on bettering yourself. And then you learn from wisdom. And as a Christian, I believe that wisdom comes from God. And I receive wisdom through time in prayer, meditation, and listening to the Word of God, people teaching and preaching the Word of God, and also reading and studying the Bible for myself. So it is important for you to try your best to evolve as an individual. No matter how old you are, we all can get better in different areas. So today, our topic is going to be in the area of mentorship. And in the area of mentorship, I am specifically sharing today on women that are in business, that are entrepreneurs, that have a side hustle. You want to improve, you want to evolve, you want to make more money in that area. What are things that we can do to be a leader in our set place? If you are a supervisor on your job, if you are a principal, if you are a lead teacher, if you are a manager, whatever type of leadership role that you have in your life, today's She Words, becoming a better leader, is for you. So I'm glad you have tuned in today. And in each She Word, remember, we have a section called Ask Alicia. I need you to communicate with me. I am making the time to be able to share information with you specifically once I hear from you. If you have a question or you have a topic you would like us to discuss, you can email me at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, or you can go to our She Words Facebook page. Now, I'm going to take a moment to share with you. You want to be a leader? Raise your hand. Say it out loud. Yes, Alicia, I want to be a leader. Or you may say, Alicia, I am currently in a leadership role and I want to better my leadership skills. I've always believed in mentorship. I've always had mentors in every position I've been in. From a substitute teacher, I had a mentor. When I was a teacher, I had mentors. A dean, I had mentors. As a pastor's wife, I've had mentors in every area. When I became a school board member, I had mentors. No matter what role I've had in life, I've always looked to people who have had success in that area so that I could glean more information from them and find out how to become better. It is important for you to understand that as a leader, you have to continuously develop and be prepared to develop those that are around you. You may have to deal with uncertainties and changes on a regular basis, and you want to be successful. How do you become successful? You have to know how to take on challenges and create more opportunities for yourself in the organization, for your business, for your family. A good leader, listen closely, a good leader pays attention to problems, converts a crisis into a chance to do something new, and decides which options are the best to pursue in their line of work or in their area of business. The world is rapidly changing around us, so as a leader, you must prepare to adapt. You have to be adaptable. You know, as parents, you have to be adaptable. As a wife, you have to be adaptable. In so many areas of our life, we have to learn to adapt. As a Christian, Hebrews 13:8 says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus was the only leader who did not have to change because he was perfect. You and I are not perfect. We still have to change. We still have to become effective in our area. We still have to be able to make an impact in the world, and we must be prepared to adapt to changing environments. For our family, one thing that I say all the time is, you know, you've heard of the Ten Commandments. Well, in our family, the Ramsey family, we have 11 commandments. And our 11th commandment is be ye flexible. Because you, and I'm not talking about being able to do the splits or anything like that. What I'm talking about is being able to adapt, being able to flow with change. Definitely when you have a child with exceptional needs or special needs, you need to be able to flow with the changes that happen in life. Now, if you have a question about your area of leadership or entrepreneurship, make sure you send me a message or ask me and ask Alicia. You can send me a message via email at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com or hit us up on our Facebook page. Now, during each She Word, we have different moments in time that we like to share with you information. We've done monumental moment, and this moment that I am adding, this is the first one, is called Embrace the Exceptional. If you follow me on my social media page, you can follow me on Instagram at Lady Ramsey. I share a lot. I actually started on Instagram, pretty much blogging on Instagram through pictures of raising our son Jeremiah and sharing those experiences and how I, as a mother, deal with those experiences. So I came up with this phrase several years ago called embrace the exceptional. And that means getting people to understand to embrace his uniqueness and who he is. He is exceptional. He's not the norm. He follows his own beat, his own drum. He's living his best life. And it is my job as a mother to facilitate that. And the way that I do that is sharing with people to embrace the exceptional. So for this moment in Embrace the Exceptional, I want to share with you something that I wrote and posted a couple of weeks ago. And this is what I'm going to share under our Embrace the Exceptional moment. What can you do as a person to support a family with an autistic child? What can one do to support a family with an autistic child? And that could be a child, not just autistic even. It could be a child with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, behavior challenges, emotionally disabled. There's so many different things. Bipolar, the child, you know, may deal with some type of mental disability that causes them to have a different way of doing things in society. What can you do? One, do not stare, but smile. I know when you hear odd noises, sometimes it is not even intentional for you to look and kind of stare to figure things out. Don't do that. We don't like when you stare at our children. Nobody likes to be stared at. And our children don't like to be stared at. So as again, under the Embrace the Exceptional moment, I'm sharing with you what you can do to support a family with an autistic child. One, do not stare, but smile. Two, do not offer suggestions, but offer support. If you do not have a child with exceptional needs, even if you are a therapist, if you are a doctor, if you are a trained professional, a teacher in that area, if you don't have one living in your home 24/7 that you have to deal with, there are times when you need to understand we don't want your suggestions. We will ask if we want them. Most importantly, we need your support. Number three, do not complain about their behaviors, but show compassion for their condition. I'm sorry they're screaming. I'm sorry they're flapping. I'm sorry they're kicking the back of your seat on the airplane. But what I need you to do is show compassion and understanding for their condition, because it is a medical disorder. There is things going on in their body and their brain that they're not happy with. And a lot of times their behaviors are a way of them showing their frustration or their lack of ability to be able to control them. So don't complain about it, but show compassion. Number four, do not ask us, the parents, what we need. Be proactive. Bring dinner over. Bring breakfast over. Bring a snack over. And sit with the child for a moment if you have it, so the parents can take a breath. Tell the parent, go for a little walk. I'll sit here with your child. Anything that you can do to be a support of a family member that has a child with exceptional needs, do it. Don't wait for them to ask. Because so often we don't want to bother people or put more pressure on people, or we feel like they won't have the right patience with our children. So we bear it on our own. But it is important for us to be able to have a break. And number five, finally, most important, do not feel sorry for our children and just pray for them, but pray for the entire family, because everyone in the family is affected by the diagnosis of the child. The siblings are affected. Both parents are affected. Grandparents can be affected. So pray for the entire family. That is very important for you to do. This was our Embrace the Exceptional moment. Remember, if you want to see it in more detail, you could go on my Instagram account at Lady Ramsey. I also posted it on the She Words Facebook page.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So right now in this She Word, we are talking about developing as a leader, becoming a better leader. And I need for you to understand, if you are not a leader yet, remember we speak positivity. We believe in creating our atmosphere. One day you will be a leader. So you prepare for what you want to see manifest in your life. The last thing that I share with you is that changes come all the time. There are changes in the environment. There are changes in your work environment. There are changes in the world today that cause people to have to be creative quickly. You know, one thing about the pandemic that happened in 2020, who would have known that Zoom would have took off, you know, the way, woo, if you had stock in Zoom, you were on top of your game. If you already had an online presence, if you already had your shop and your business successful online, boy, it skyrocketed. There's so many things that can happen during a time of change and during a time of adversity. You need to see challenges as a time for you to show what you got. Show how well you can do it. A challenge is something that can lead you into showing that I am the person for this set time in this company. I am the person to manage these coworkers. I am the person to run this company. I am the person for you to invest in, because I am prepared to embrace this challenging time and produce a product, produce the success that this company needs. Leaders have to adapt to generations, different generations. You may be a baby boomer, but you need to know how to sell products to millennials, to Generation Z, to Generation Alpha. You have to be prepared to adapt to how you deliver your information. Each generation brings different values, mindsets, and ways of living, according to Cisco and Shump. Every generation is different, and that is not a bad thing, that is a good thing. And if you are a company leader, if you are a manager, if you're a supervisor, you should want different generations of people on your teams, on different shifts. You should be able to say, okay, this is what I get from this generation, this is what I get from this generation, and create a nice, diverse mix in order to excel in your area. I also want to share with you, as a person that has worked with many different generations, I understand that baby boomers grew up in a time where you worked very, very hard on your job and you were dedicated on your job and you stayed on your job for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years because your goal was retirement. And then we have this generation that comes along, you know, I'm Generation X, and then after my generation comes the millennials. The millennials come along and say, I'm going to do what I love. I may have went to college to run a business, but I love skiing. So guess what? I'm going to go to Denver and I'm going to open up a ski club and sell ski shoes so I can ski when I want to ski. That's what they do, and that's how they do it, and they do it very well. And I used to say, I don't understand it, but now I do. You have to adapt. You have to be prepared to adapt. It comes in life. You have to look at what it is that you want to receive as a leader. Do I want to have a better, you know, profit in what I sell? Do I want to grow my business to have multiple locations? Do I want to increase my presence so that my online presence is felt all over the world? What is it that you want to do as a leader? What do you want to accomplish? So as I build my team, as I create this team, and as I look at how millennials believe that their career is not their motivator, and for many of them, they want to work less. They want to work smarter, not harder. See, in the generation of the baby boomers, they will work 55, 60, 70 hours a week. They will work hard to achieve their goals and to be promoted as leaders. Millennials say, I shouldn't have to do all that to become a leader, so I'm going to work smarter, not harder. And yet, both can be fulfilled in the lifestyle that they desire, because your goal is to fulfill your purpose. That's your goal, to fulfill your purpose. And as a leader, you can be effective and you can make change in the world and you can influence so many people once you understand that about yourself and about other generations. So in today's She Word, we've been talking about developing as a leader, becoming a better leader, preparing to be a leader. And this is under mentorship. And as a person who has been in many leadership positions, I received my first leadership position, I think I was 25. Yes, I was 25 years old, and I was asked to be a part of the union. So one of the union heads, like a 25-year-old telling these senior teachers what to do. And then I became a dean of students when I was 29, and I had to do teacher evaluations. And these teachers have been teaching longer than me. So I had to create my leadership skills through experience and begin to study more, begin to talk to successful principals, successful dean of students, successful teachers, in order to find out how I could better improve in my communication, my communication, my active listening. That's the big thing. That's the big thing. You cannot be an effective leader if you don't listen. If you want to do all this talking, 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 and you never want to listen, it is important for you to be able to listen. That is something that as Christians, I hope you know is important for you to be able to do, because that is something that the Bible commissions us to do. And I can put this in every area. I can put this in the area of motherhood. I can put this in the area of marriage and mentorship. Because let me tell you something, don't get married if you don't like to listen. Don't have children, especially when they become adults and you don't like to listen. It is very important for you to understand that everything that you want to say doesn't need to be heard right now. Everything that you feel you need to say doesn't need to be said right now. I'm just cracking myself up, am I not? But I say this out of personal experience because there were times when I always had an answer, and it really took one of my mentors to show me, you know, Alicia, you get so defensive in these meetings. You get so defensive that you can't hear what the parent is telling you. You can't understand the parent's frustration because you're so worried about having an answer. So I was not practicing active listening because I already was figuring out my answer to abruptly give my thoughts, my perspective, and my opinion. When you are active listening, you are taking the time to listen carefully to the words that are coming out of the individual's mouth and making sure that you truly comprehend what they are saying. If you are a Christian like me, James 1:19 says this, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Woo! As a manager, as a supervisor, as a leader, as we adapt to the environment that is forever changing, we have to practice these principles. Throughout the She Words podcast, I'm going to continue to emphasize to you the importance of learning through wisdom, through knowledge and experience. As we grow together, we will become better leaders. We will understand how to lead the next generation and then how to leave a legacy on how the next generation can lead. There are so many successful leaders that we see in the world today that we admire, that we want to be like. What is it going to take for you? For me to be able to lead into the next century. Tony Dungy says it like this, the secret to success is good leadership, and good leadership is all about making the lives of your team members or workers better. You are called to make someone else's life better. If you start that business, you will be able to give more people jobs. If you're an effective leader, you will be able to gain the trust of all the stakeholders so that you can make change. If you're concerned about diversity in your place of employment, be that change agent by being such a good employee, by doing such an amazing job that you're promoted to leadership to help make the decisions on who is hired. We have so many things that we want to do in life. We dream big, and that's what you need to do. And believe that those things can manifest and happen in your life, yet be prepared to put the work in. And leadership takes work, but you are definitely equipped to be a leader today. I'm so glad that you joined me for today's She Word. Don't stop believing what can happen. As I said earlier, you may not be a leader now, but you will become one soon. And as you continue to grow and learn, believe in yourself, do what is best. Because in the words of Martin Luther King Jr., a genuine leader is not a searcher of conscience, but a molder of conscience. We are going to mold the conscience of people around us to be positive, to make good decisions, that create a generation that understands how to embrace the exceptions of those around them. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can reach out to us at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. Check us out on our Facebook page, She Words. I'm looking forward to us connecting again. And remember, you are an amazing person. There's so much goodness and greatness in you. And it is all about you molding your mind, believing in yourself, stepping out on faith to watch that thing manifest. Have an amazing rest of the week. Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.